Now let's take a moment to remember Christopher Hogwood. He was an English conductor and musician who specialized in classical music.
Actually, he called it early music. That's because he focused on famous classical compositions as they were heard in their earliest form.
He used historically accurate instruments and shaped the way we understand composers like Bach, Handel, and Mozart. He died yesterday at age 73, and NPR's Anastasia Tsiolkas has an appreciation.
Christopher Hogwood was a leader of what's called historically informed performance. He used modern scholarship and his own vivid musicianship to try to make performances of music from Purcell to Beethoven and beyond sound as close as possible to the way they would have sounded when they were first written. Hogwood was part musician, part scholar, and part detective, as he told NPR in 1992.
I think that's the secret behind a lot of the world's classics, that this apparent spontaneity, as soon as you investigate it, you discover a very, very cleverly layered and premeditated plan.
Hogwood led influential groups in both the U.S. and his native U.K. He founded England's Academy of Ancient Music in 1973, with which he made more than 200 recordings. In 1986, he became conductor of Boston's Handel and Haydn Society and transformed it into an historically informed performance ensemble. Christopher Kruger, the group's principal flutist, says it's hard to call Hogwood a conventional conductor.
In those early days, at least in the United States, of working in historical performance, we were all researching and all finding out how these instruments should be played, and he was very much willing to work with all of us. So he was much more egalitarian and much more of a colleague than often happens with traditional conductors.
Christopher Hogwood's approach gave birth to dozens of ensembles across Europe and North America. It also transformed how many mainstream musicians approach scores, turning them into performer scholars in the model of Christopher Hogwood and his colleagues. Anastasia Tsiolkas, NPR News, New York.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Audie Cornish.